As part of our Leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Greg Miller. Greg, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. So how's everything over at EMS this morning?
EMS is good. Everything is up and running. We've got full personnel, and right now everybody's healthy.
I was going to say, do you think we're reopening and doing the things we should be doing around here, or how would you assess where we're at around here?
Locally, we still have testing going on. What I tell everyone, the virus is the same virus that's been out there for the last several months. We're doing more testing, so I think it's more prevalent. We're seeing, that the virus is still there in our area. And it's still making people sick. The precautions that we've taken, have done well for us. And I think everyone just needs to be an awareness that, not only are we doing these precautions for yourself, but also for those around us. So, the masks, are still good. Hand washing is still good. Social distancing is still good. We still have to take those efforts to try to keep this, virus spreading even further.
What advice would you give the schools and all the young people who are going to be back in school here in about six to 8 weeks? What would you recommend for them?
Yeah, that's going to be tough. That's going to open up, a whole new avenue, to what we're used to, and whatever that normal will be. But, I think the school systems have really been on top of this. I think they've done their due diligence to look how other school systems have looked to open. And I think they're taking the precautions that, will be needed to help, curb that virus. It's not going to be the same. People that are coming back into, whether that be the workplace or church or school, there are going to be differences that they're going to take to try to, keep the spread of this. But I think just be an awareness. And I think the schools have done a great job to prep for this. And there are going to be times that we're going to be questioning ourselves, has it been too soon or is it too soon? But, there comes a point in time that we have to look towards, moving forward. And, I think they've done their due diligence to get set up for the school system this year.
What advice would you give people who have gone out of town, out of state for a week or two for vacation and then came back to an area like this? What would you recommend that they do, and how would you recommend people handle them around?
Yeah, I've run into that, myself, with family members, nieces and nephews. There are areas that are more prevalent that have opened up earlier and that they've seen an increase in the coronavirus positive cases. And, there again, I think that's that awareness that, if you are, if you have a prior medical condition, if you are what they've been using at the age of 60, although we see a younger group of people being affected by the coronavirus, I just think that's you should be really super aware of that. And coming back into, a community, I just think you have to, there again, practice the hand washing and social distancing for a period of time to make sure that, that you're not a risk to others around you and those who may be highly susceptible to the virus.
As you were saying there, the 60 to 69 was the big age group. Now I think it's down to the 40 to 49 group, I think, the last thing I heard.
Yeah, and, you can read, you can pick out, all sorts of articles, online with Yahoo or, whatever news service that you follow, but, there has been some research that, now it seems like the virus is affecting a younger group. It may not be as deadly, although, we still have the possibility of spread. And, what we've said, and I've said this to you, this is a disease of transmission. You may not be in the age group or you may not be susceptible, but you could still be a carrier. So, I think the big awareness of this is that we may take this virus to someone who has a prior medical condition or be of an age group that would be more susceptible to it. We have to be careful of that.
And I think that's something a lot of people really don't take into consideration a lot of times when they do that.
No, not really, because, a lot of times if you have the flu or, something like that, you can see that. You're sneezing or coughing or, you know, congested and those type of things are visual. So people kind of stay away from you like that. But, you know, with this, with patients that are, you know, can be symptomatic or asymptomatic, you don't really know. It's just kind of that hidden or silent virus that we know is still out there and really don't notice it until it affects someone. It's one of those things that I think we just kind of forget about sometimes. That our awareness of that, I think, is pretty deep right now.
Okay. Greg, anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
No, I think, I think everyone is anxious to get back, you know, into what they see as being normal. And I just think we need to be an awareness of that, is that what we knew as normal before may not be what we see right now.
I think that's very true. Greg, thanks for your time. Greatly appreciate it. And we'll catch you a little bit further down the line, okay?
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Greg. That was Greg Miller, who is in charge of the EMS of Clinton County here. He's been our guest on Leading with 2020 Vision, sponsored by WILO and the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce.